There is probably nothing easier to understand about Meher Baba than obedience to him. In fact, this point is so simple that it needs no explanation at all, as obedience involves merely carrying out the orders that he gives us. The difficulty, and how great a difficulty it is, lies in its practice. And here we are all bound to fail to some extent, time and again, until we are at last able to carry out the simple orders that Baba gives us. It might take one lifetime or many lifetimes before we are able to obey Baba, but unless we are willing to make a sincere effort to do so, we will never be able to do what Baba wants us to do. I cannot emphasize to you enough the importance that Baba placed on obedience. From the early days of my contact with him, I felt his love draw me closer to him, and I quickly learned that the response to his love that Baba wanted from me was obedience, following his directives in everything I said and did. And I soon came to learn that the best way for me to show my love for him was to obey him, as this, above all else, won his pleasure. Once we realize the importance of obeying Baba, the question that always arises is, how should we obey him? Apart from the basic points of obedience that Baba has given for all his lovers to follow, no drugs, no involvement with other masters, no dishonesty, and no sex outside of marriage, each lover of Baba must now rely on his or her own inner promptings to determine what he would like each one of us to do. At first, our dependence on him, on his inner guidance, might seem difficult. Too many other voices vie for our attention. But as we deepen our calls for his help and guidance, he will respond to see us through, and the feeling of his presence will gradually increase. We might not always be able to tell what will please Baba, but upon a moment's reflection, we will always be able to feel what would displease him. And in avoiding this, we are most definitely obeying him. Through obeying Baba, you will gain a deepening view into the beauty of his ways of working with his lovers, as well as the unique plan that he has for each one of us. Obedience to Meher Baba saves us from complications that we could avoid. Time and again I have seen Baba saddened when someone failed to obey him, not because they had hurt Baba, but because they had brought a load of suffering upon themselves that they could avoid it. Obedience to Meher Baba, more than anything else, also shows the way of his working with his lovers. Baba's way was never to dazzle us with spiritual experiences, experiences of the planes of consciousness and so on. He took great care to keep us away from these by veiling us from them. His way was much more direct. He placed us in situations and asked of us things that wore down the root cause of our separation from him, our own limited selves. Baba knew that giving us spiritual experiences would only postpone our arrival at the goal, the only goal that he takes us to, union with him. In trying to obey Baba, we can never be half-hearted, make just a partial effort, as this would undermine the very nature of obedience, which requires a constant affirmation to carry out his will at all costs. In our obedience to him, as in all things, Baba wants us to depend entirely and solely on him. He is ever ready to accept a sincere commitment to obey him, and he will meticulously guide any heart that has unreservedly surrendered to him. So, when we talk of obedience to Meher Baba, we are speaking of an expression of our love and devotion to him. For, as Baba has told us so many times, obedience is our gift to him, the gift of the lover to the beloved. It is the only gift we have to give him, as it is a constant affirmation of our desire to be his and his alone in the face of every type of desire and distraction. Obedience to Meher Baba places him above all else in our hearts, seeks his pleasure in all that we do, and actively responds to the love he has for us. As Baba has said, in avataric periods, one does not necessarily have to make the inward journeys by stages. If you have the grace of the avatar, he just takes you from where you are to where you should be, where God wants you to be. By obeying Meher Baba, we can win his grace. Jai Baba.